This is Audible.
Now, can you rest your awareness in the space between your eyes in space? And can you sense the energy of space between your eyes in space? And now, can you become aware of the space between your temples in space? And can you sense the volume of space between your temples in space? And now, can you become aware of the space that your nostrils occupy in space? And can you sense the volume of space that the inside of your nose occupies in space? And now, can you become aware of the space between your tongue and the back of your throat in space? And can you sense the volume of space that the back of your throat occupies in space? And now, can you sense the energy of space around your ears in space? And can you feel the energy of space beyond your ears in space. And can you become aware of the space below your chin in space? And can you feel the volume of space around your neck in space? And now, can you sense the space beyond your chest in space? And can you feel the energy of space around your chest in space? And now, can you become aware of the volume of space beyond your shoulders in space? And can you sense the energy of space around your shoulders in space? And now, can you become aware of the space behind your back in space? And can you feel the energy of space beyond your spine space? And now, can you rest your awareness in the space between your thighs in space? And can you sense the energy of space connecting your knees in space? Can you sense the volume of space around your feet in space? And can you feel the energy of space beyond your feet in space? And can you become aware of the space around your entire body in space? And can you sense the energy of space beyond your body in space? And now, can you become aware of the space between your body and the walls of the room in space? And can you sense the volume of space that the entire room occupies in space? Space that all of space occupies in space? And can you sense the space that all of space takes up in space? And now it's time to become nobody, no one, no thing, nowhere, in no time, to become pure consciousness, to become an awareness in the infinite field of potentials, and to invest your energy into the unknown. And the longer you linger in the unknown, the more you draw a new life to you. Simply become a thought in the blackness of infinity, and unfold your attention into nothing, into nobody, into no time. And if you, as the quantum observer, find your mind returning to the known, to the familiar, to people, to things or places in your known familiar reality, to your body, to your identity, to your emotions, to time, to the past or the predictable future, simply become aware that you are observing the known, and surrender your consciousness back into the void of possibilities, and become no one, no body, no thing, nowhere in no time. Unfold into the immaterial realm of quantum potentials. And the more you become awareness and possibility, the more you create possibility an opportunity in your life. Stay present. now, what was that first belief or perception that you wanted to change about yourself and your life? Do you want to continue to believe and perceive in this way? If not, I want you to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that's greater than the hardwired programs in your brain and the emotional addictions in your body, and allow your body to respond to a new mind. And allow the choice to become an experience that you never forget. And let the experience produce an emotion with such energy that it rewrites the programs and changes your biology. Come out of your resting state and change your energy so that your biology is altered by your own energy. It's time to surrender the past back into possibility and allow the infinite field of possibilities to resolve it in a way that's right for you. Give it up. What do you want to believe and perceive about yourself and your life, and how would that feel? Come on, it's time to move into a new state of being and allow your body to respond to a new mind. Change your energy by combining a clear intention with an elevated emotion so that matter is lifted to a new mind, and let the choice carry an amplitude of energy that's greater than any experience of the past, and allow your body to be altered by your consciousness, by your own energy, and shift into a new state of being. Make this moment define you. And let this intentional thought become such a powerful internal experience that it carries an elevated emotional energy, which becomes a memory that you never forget. Replacing the past memory with a new memory in your brain and body. Come on, become empowered. Be inspired. Make the choice a decision that you'll never fail to remember. give your body a taste of the future by showing it how it will feel to believe this way, and let your body respond to a new mind. How would you live from this state of being? What choices will you make? How will you behave? What experiences are in your future? How will you live? And how would it feel? How will you love and allow infinite waves of possibility to collapse into an experience in your life? Can you teach your body emotionally what it is to be in this future? Come on, open your heart and believe in possibility. Be lifted. Fall in love with the moment and experience that future now. Now, surrender your creation to a greater mind for what you think and experience in the realm of possibility. If it is truly felt, will manifest in some future time from waves of possibilities into particles in reality, from the immaterial to the material, from thought to energy into matter. Surrender your new belief into a field of consciousness that already knows how to organize the outcome in a way that's perfect for you, planting a seed in possibility. was that second belief or perception that you wanted to change about yourself and your life? And does it serve you to continue believing and perceiving in this way? If not, it's time to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that causes your body to respond to a new mind, and that the choice that you make is final, and that your decision becomes an experience that you never forget. Come out of your familiar resting state and change your energy so that matter is lifted to a new mind. Come on, become empowered. Be moved by your own energy. Let the energy of the choice rewrite the subconscious programs neurologically in your brain and emotionally and genetically in your body, and make the choice be greater than your past, and let your biology be changed by your energy. Be inspired. Now, surrender that belief to a greater intelligence. Simply let go and give it up to the field of possibilities, returning it back to energy. What do you want to believe and perceive about yourself and your life? And how would that feel? Come on, move into a new state of being and allow your body to be lifted to a new mind. And let the energy of this choice rewrite the circuits in your brain and the genes in your body. And allow your body to be liberated into a new future. You must feel a new energy to become something greater than your body, your environment, and time, so that you have dominion over your body, your environment, and time. A thought that affects matter. And can you teach your body emotionally what it would feel like to believe in this way? be moved by your own greatness, to have courage, to be invincible, to be in love with life, to feel unlimited, to live as if your prayers are already answered. Come on, give your body as the unconscious mind a taste of your future, signaling new genes in new ways. Your energy is the epiphenomenon of matter. Change your energy and change your body. Come on, make your mind matter. How will you live from this state of being? And if you believe this, what choices would you make? What behaviors could you demonstrate? And what experiences can you observe from this state of being? And how will they feel? To be healed. To be free. To believe in yourself and possibility. Let yourself go. Bless this future with your own energy. And it means you're connected to a new destiny. Place your attention is where you place your energy. Investing in your future and being defined by your future instead of your past. Open your heart and allow your body to become moved by your own inward experience. And remember that whatever you truly experience in the unknown and emotionally embrace will ultimately slow down in frequency as energy into three dimensions as matter. Now, let go and give it up and allow it to be executed by a greater intelligence in a way that's right for you. Now take your left hand and place it over your heart. And I want you to bless your body, that it be lifted to a new mind. And bless your life, that it be an extension of your mind. Bless your future, that it never be your past. And to bless your past, that it turns to wisdom. To bless the adversity in your life, that it initiates you into greatness, and that you see the hidden meaning behind all things. To bless your soul, that it wake you up from this dream, and to bless the divine in you, that it moves in you, that it moves through you, and that it move all around you. So that it show cause in your life. Finally, I want you to give thanks for a new life before it's made manifest, so that your body, as the unconscious mind, begins to experience that future now. For the emotional signature of gratitude means the event has already happened. Gratitude is the ultimate state of receivership. Just memorize this feeling. Body, to a new environment, and to a whole new time. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.